tzaddik.
And of course, we have to ask ourselves what it's doing here. You don't know, the Maisa, the Gemara is going to be dealing to some extent with the issue. But the truth is, the end of our Masechet in Rosh Hashanah was filled with the issues of the Chatzotzot and Tanit and the Dinam of Shofar in Rosh Hashanah. And we had a whole discussion of the differences between them, their relationship with the brachas. It was amazing because it's relating now the elements of bracha in the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, which you think would be a bracha sugya, which is very important with today's daf. But the part of Masechet's bracha is actually the Dinam of Tefillah. And in Tanit, we're going to be continuing very much those same issues. The Gemara relates the whole idea to the very opening words. Because Gemurot, after all, is din. So the whole aspect of the Masechet is a continuation of the din on Mayim, which we just finished talking about in Rosh Hashanah. And in fact, the relationship, of course, between the Tkia, Chatzotzot, and Shofar, if you recall, in the Midrash. The only question was, what was the Iker HaTkia? But we always use both Chatzotzot and Shofar. Are always elements of din, and are always merames to din. The war aspect, the blood aspect of Tkia. And so it makes a great deal of sense in the broader scheme of things to see the profound relationship between these two inyanim. Not to mention that, of course, Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the Rambam's dinim of Tshuva relate directly to Hilchos Tainis, which he opens the whole discussion. The purpose of Tainis in the way that it explains the Psukim and the Torah, the reason that we do Chatzotzot to Shofar is to make clear to us that everything is happening as a result of Din and as a result of Mikra. So it's fundamentally connected to Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Kidarko, of course, always seeks to find the structural relationship, and so it's going to focus particularly on the aspects of structure, because remember that the main achievement of Rabbeinu HaKadosh was basically a structure achievement. He structured the Mishnah. There was nothing that he wrote, but the structure is what we call the Siddurim, Mishisha Siddurim, the Seder that's important, and always in terms of that structural vision, the Gemara, when it does ask questions about the relationship of Masechet, it addresses the through elements of structure. So keeping that in mind, we will have a very special and rare opening by Sabbat Josh. Wow. We get one of those every 7 years in that particular year. Those of you who are Adav Beis, those of you who aren't paying much attention, or think that we're in the Yerushalmi here. So we're already on Adav Beis, which gives us a good head start. When do we begin mentioning the Gevurot Gishamim? The Gemara is going to ask why we call it Gevurot Gishamim. Rabbi Eliezer says, when we talk about Gevurot Gishamim, of course, we're talking about the bracha of Atagi Bor Leolam Hashem, the second bracha, which is called the bracha Gevurot in Shemoneh Esrei. You'll note that in that bracha, we don't ask for Gishamim. All we do is we talk about the fact that the same way that God is Bechayim Mitim is also Morid Geshem. So, but that is the interesting one part of Shemoneh Esrei that basically is a seasonal variation. So sometimes we say it, during the rainy season we say it, and during the dry season we don't say it. But when do we start mentioning the Gevurah of Gishamim? Rabbi Eliezer Omer B'Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Chag, from the very beginning of Sukkot. And after all, Sukkot is the time in which we're being Isaac with Mayim, and all the elements of Sukkah are dealing with Mayim. The Gemara will ask, what particular element is he relating it to? Rabbi Yoshua Amar B'Yom Tov HaAcharon Shel Chag. Whereas Rabbi Yoshua says, no. We do this only in Shemini Atzeres, not during Sukkot itself. Amar lo Rabbi Yoshua, said Rabbi Yoshua to Rabbi Eliezer, now why in the world would you want to mention rain during Sukkot? That's the last thing you want during Sukkot, right? Why should a person mention something that he doesn't want? Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Eliezer, did I say that you should ask for rain? I never said anything about asking. I didn't change the nusach of the Borech Aleinu yet during Chol HaMoed or anything. I just said to mention it. Mahaskir, I said, say, Mashiva Roch HaMoed HaGeshem, meaning, of course, Ba'onato, whenever the correct time is. I didn't say when it is. Oh, my Lord, said Rabbi Yoshua, well, it's a very nice svara, but if it's true, in kein lo olam ye maskir, why not say it all year round? If we're only talking about the grand things that God does for the world, so it's suddenly we forget during the summer that we need rain. It's one of the great gvuras of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it doesn't make sense. Elamai, the reason that we don't say it all year round, says Rabbi Yeshua, must be because we're sensitive to the inappropriateness of it. If you're sensitive to the inappropriateness, so why aren't you waiting to Shemini giving out tzeres. It's most inappropriate during Sukkot.
Good point.
Ein sha'alina tagishamim. Now, when it comes to the question of she'ela, where over there it's v'tein talu matar. So v'tein talu matar is for sure, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, only said samuch l'gishamim, the time when it's actually desired that it should rain. And that, of course, we'll see in the Gemara, the details of this. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ha'over lifnei ha'teva v'yom tova acharon shel chag. Let me tell you something. It's neither of the above, actually. It works like this. On the last day, on Shmini Atzeres, the guy who comes to Davin Shachris does not say, Mashi Baruch Amar Dagesh. But the second guy, meaning the one who's saying Musa, he's the one who does say. So, the one who is the Shliach Tzibur for Tfilat Musaf, Maskir. But Harishon, no Maskir. The first one to Davin, meaning Shachris, he doesn't say it. It's the other way around. On Pesach, when we stop saying it, so Harishon Maskir, the first one to Davin, meaning Shacharit, still says it. Acharon, Eino Maskir. And this one who's saying Musaf, he makes the point of not saying Mashi Varuch Umarit HaGeshem. Instead, he says Morid HaTav. Now, the question is, why not do it already at the night time? That's interesting. I mean, that's what Shami goes through in detail. A lot of people don't show up for Myron. They won't know. So you'll say, oh, but you could do it for Shacharis. But by Shacharis, almost everybody's there. They're not that cynical to say people don't make it for Shacharis either. Hell, the shot is, if we did it in Shacharis, someone who came, who wasn't there for Myriv, will think that you're supposed to do it for Myriv too. It's just, I wasn't in Schultz. I didn't hear them announce it. But the truth is, they started before. So therefore, Shacharis, we don't do it. Most if we do it, or vice versa, when it comes to the to Pesach or Circus. But now the Shailu, so when does the Tzibur do it? I mean, he says he's Masker. But I didn't know about it until I heard Chazor HaShatz. So Enochinami, in those places that rely specifically on the Nusach of the actual Tefillah of Musaf, the Kahal doesn't make the change until Mincha. However, there are places, as you know, there were originally big differences between Ashkenaz and Sfarad, and now here in Eretz Yisrael, you've taken on other minhagim. But you make an announcement before the actual Tefillah, so that the Shatz makes his announcement, not as you do in many places, as part of the Tefillah of the Chazoras HaShatz, but rather before the actual beginning of the Amidah, the Lachash, we do the Tefillah Satal, the Tefillah Sageshem, and that way the Tzibur as well participates in the change between the Morid HaTal and the Mashivor Morid HaGeshem. A lot of this had to do with whether you say Morid HaTal, because you can't make an announcement unless you're making a change. If you don't say Morid HaTal, how do you make an announcement? So you make an announcement when you say Mashivor Morid HaGeshem. But what do? The sounds of silence. If you say Morid HaTal, then already there's something to do. So the two have a lot to do with each other. Fine. Says the Gemara, the Tana that begins with the word Me'ematai always has to have a reference. Well, otherwise, what do you mean Me'ematai Maskir? And who says that we are Maskir? But first tell me the Halacha. Me'ematai is, okay, so when do we do it? Well, when do we do what? So there must have been a place that the Tana was referring to. So Tana Hecha Koide Tani Me'ematai. Where was that place that he's referring to with the word and when do we do it? Tana Hatam Koy. Actually, the Tana was referring back to the Sugya in Masechet Brachot. Diktonim maskirim gvurot kishamim b'tchiyat amitim v'shoalim b'birchat hashamim v'havdala b'chonen hadat. So the various changes that come either seasonally or that come in the week, which over there the Gemara is coming to explain where exactly do these things fit in. So Gvuras Kishamim, that's in the bracha that we call Gvuras, where we talk about Tchias HaMesi, Baruch Atah Hashem HaChayamiti. The She'ela Kishamim is in the middle of the Birchat HaShanim, Borech Aleinu HaTashana. The Havdalah that we do, Atachanat Tanu, is in Chonin Adat. Now, having heard those words, the Tana feels compelled to explain, at what point of the year is that done? Katani Me'ematai Maskirin Gvurot Kishamim. This is the Gemara. What are you talking about? You're saying that it's a sugya for Zroi, and we waited until Rosh Hashanah to explain what we have learned in Brochas? Does that make sense? It's not the weight that bothers us. That's not the point. It's the non-structural value of it that bothers us. If you're, because there's a major difference in how to understand it. If I trace it back to a statement that was made in Brachot, then that means that I see that fundamentally the issue of Mazkirin Givurot Gishamim is a din in how to pray. Not a din in how we relate to the changes of the Zmanim that are Mechayev Dinim at different points of the year. If it's simply a question of how to pray, then it's something that I do in Masechet Brachot because it has to do with Zroyin. It's my relationship to how to bring the Geshem for the Zera and how do we bless the earth. It goes together with all the dinim of Brachot, Tfilos, and so on, which are fundamentally related to the earth, not to the time. So what would it be doing now to bring in a major sugya that the entire impetus of the sugya is a Zroyim issue to bring it in here because some other kind of non-structural relationship to Rosh Hashanah, unlikely. Therefore, says the Gemara, that in fact, and there may be major differences, by the way, even a difference halacha in how we view the nature of the Gevuras Shamin. Because, first of all, the very fact that we call it Gevuras automatically means it has relationship to Dinah. We'll see in a moment. In which case, it is fundamentally a Moed Sugya, not a Zroyim Sugya. But the question, halacha, would be whether you would say Morid HaGeshem or Morid HaGashem. Why? It's a very interesting point with Yoshi Ber, not from the context of this Gemara, but he makes other diyukim. And he points out that if we're merely dealing with a list of Tvila Inyanim, then in a list, it's Geshem. Yeah, because we're talking about a list. There's all kinds of great things God does. He's Sameh Maflim, he's Merid Geshem, and so on. It's Merid Geshem. But if you say Morid HaGashem, you're saying this is a separate issue that ends here. Now you talk about other things that he does. But this particular issue is a getter of Ritzui for the din itself. Not simply Tevila. I'll show you where he's bedayik at me tomorrow later on. You're just in time. But I have something that will throw a monkey wrench into the works. Look, right there in the corner. An electric kettle. That's if, right now, just for emergencies, of course. Next time I see you, bring in one of those 15 shekel pieces of tea. All right. So therefore, says the Gemara, it's highly unlikely.
Geshem is a list. Goshem is.
Goshem is an end. At the end of, we change that. We change the cycle to a comma. It's when you come to a period, something which needs to be seen separately. That's the point of the change.
Representing din or just at the end?
No, in general, lists. There are that's his approach. I mean, right. There are other issues which we would talk about. But let's continue here. So says the Gemara, it's unlikely because nehata marshal shavkat hocha. Why in the world? And it's interesting to put Rashi and Tosfos point out that the issue is not how long we waited; it's that it's in the wrong seder. Why wait to put it in a different seder? That's the question. If it's a Zroyim issue, then put it in Zroyim. I think that's the point they're trying to make. Ella, therefore, Ella means we're changing our mind completely, right? No, you're right. Indeed, it is not a tefila sugya, and instead we're going back to Rosh Hashanah. Tana mi Rosh Hashanah. Solik. The Tana has just completed Rosh Hashanah. The Tnanu b'chagni donim alamayim. And you'll note that in Rosh Hashanah, the Mishnah is constructed to tell you about the din on the mayim. I did the Tana b'chagni donim alamayim. Tana mi matay maskirin givurot kishavim. Having done that, oh yeah, Baba, and you're going to rely on Mongol art, which you'll never get all the wonderful introduction to this Masechta. Not worth it. No, it's not the same. There's no smile on the internet. I'll put a smiley face up there. So, therefore, we're maskirin gvurot kishamim, but Gemara is also merames here, that din is gvura, right? Gedula is chesed, gvura is din. So that b'yematai maskirin gvurot kishamim works in beautifully, but here it's only merames, the Gemara has to discuss it later, of the continuation of the sugya Rosh Hashanah. So as we already saw, that opens up the door to all the other relationships to Rosh Hashanah, including the tkiya b'chatzotzot, b'shofarot, the relationship of the tkiya to brachos, and so on, which the Masechta ends. So it's a beautiful flow from Rosh Hashanah into Tanit. It's exactly what you would have expected. You're sitting there and learning it. You're already mentally prepared to now discuss the Chatzotzot, the inyanim of the Taniot, which is where it appears. Says the Gemara, but why say Gvurot? I mean, why not just mention Gishamim? You think Bechar Nidon Amlo Gishamim. So Litznei, instead of the Eimatai Maskirin Gvurot Gishamim, Litznei Ne Eimatai Maskirin Etak Gishamim, it may likely say. There's the Gersi here is Al. There are other Gersos, and the correct Lushan to Gesofrin points out is Maskirin Etak Gishamim, not Al Gishamim, because we're not talking about the Gishamim that are here. What's this Gvurot Gishamim? Omar Rabbi Yochanan Mipnei Sheyordin Bigvura. Now some people take this to mean Yordin Bigvura, that they come down with great power, and we'll see later on that that's part of the way in which we relate to the Gishamim particularly. In other words, if they don't come down with power, there are brachas that we don't make on the Gishamim. Plus the entire vision that we have of Gishamim, even the words that we use for Gishamim, are words of penetration. And penetration requires Gevura. They did have Yored. Yored is like Zera. Yored Kechet. Here it's Yored. The same idea as the Gemara will make a specific sexual connotation later on. It impregnates the ground, so to speak. So it has to come out the Gevura. And therefore, we're specifically mentioning that type of Anharga. That's how some learn. And that's the parashas of the Gemara. There are Gersos in Rashi. Here Rashi says, the Lashon Rosh Hashanah is Gevura in the Mishnah. However, Rashi in the Rith says, Sheyordin Bigvurot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning that it's a reference to Midas Hadin, in which case it ties in directly to what we said before with the Masechet Rosh Hashanah, that this is now the Gemar Din on the Mayim. How do we know that specifically, you know, you can say anything that happens in life, I mean, is part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's dinim, for good or for bad? I mean, why do we specifically relate Gvura to the Anhaga of Gishami? Oh, Shenemar, you see, it's actually the way that we see the Psukim taking for granted a relationship of water, of the Gishamim to Gvura. It says in Iyov, Oseh Gedolot, now it does say what it says here, Oseh Gedolot Arein Chekev Niflot Arein Mispar, but despite the fact that it says it, that's not the pasuk he's referring to. The reason that that's not the pasuk he's referring to is because he's trying to relate that to the following pasuk that says Hanotein Matar Apnei Aretz V'Sholeach Mayim Apnei Chutzot. The pasuk that comes directly before Hanotein Matar Apnei Aretz is Oseh Gedolot Ve'Ein Cheker V'Niflod Arein Mispar. Not so. It's probably a mistake. The pasuk that we like to quote all the time is indeed Ad Ein Cheker. Got a little poetic ring. We always talk about that in our tefillas and stuff. But the correct pasuk is Oseh Gedolot Ve'Ein Cheker V'Niflod Arein Mispar, and then that is followed immediately by the pasuk Hanotein Matar Al Pnei Aretz V'Sholeach Mayim Al Pnei Chutzot. So we now see that there's a relationship of Cheker to Matar. Okay. So, my mashma, how does that, I understand? What did you just prove? I didn't ask you about either of those things. Omar, Rabba, Bashila, no, you're missing a lot of it. We're taking for granted that this, the word cheker is always a reference to my separation. It's asya cheker, cheker mebriyato shel olam. He would say, Oseh Gedolot Ve'Ein Cheker, okay? Now, it also says, ha lo yadata im lo shamata lo ke olam Hashem borek tzot ha'aretz, lo yiyaf lo yiga, in cheker litfunato. So here the bria, the borek, Hashem borek tzot ha'aretz, has no cheker l'tvunato. Now let's take a look at Bria and see how Bria is done. Ukti. Mechin harim bekocho ne'ezar bigvura. Okay? So the very ein cheker, which was a reference to the ktsot ha'aretz, that is done through ne'ezar bigvura when God is girded with gvura. Which means that the sholeach mayim apnei chutzot and the noten matar apnei aretz is a function of the same power that created in my separation girded with strength, and that girding is a function of Midas Hadin. It's interesting, as Tosis points out, you could have said, by the same psukim, you could have said, Kayach HaGishamim, Gedula Yis HaGishamim, Gedula Yis HaGishamim. Why are you saying Gvura? Because that's basically the whole point, is that the interrelationship, Gvura is always, I mean, Tosis says it very much, for kids, or he actually know what he's talking about, but the very interrelationship between defining when to allow yourself strength out is called gvura. That's Ezug Yibor HaKovesh. So the fact that something is done, and it's done with love and so on, that's not the issue over here when it comes to the Geshamim, is we have to balance the question of the Keach and the Gedula, then we're talking about gvura. That's the whole idea. God has to decide whether now is the time that we want to do this. And therefore, we now are masker the Geshamim at this point where it's nogea. Asks the Gemara a very strange question. Umi nolan de bitfila. So who says that you're supposed to say it in tefillah? Now that's strange, because all along we've been assuming that the whole relationship over here is that we're talking, we're going to ask, and bring me a raya, I have to say tchias hameisim. Bring me a raya, I have to say semech neiflim. And bring me a raya, I have to say mater asurim. We don't. No, we take it that we understand. We're being maskir shvachav shakarish baruch. The whole point over here is that we're doing, why are we saying it now? Because before we ask the question, please, we're asking, give us the rain. So we want to be maratza akarish baruch. The first three brachas are ritzui. So obviously we're doing ritzui. As a matter of fact, that's the whole point of Rebbe Eliezer's, we'll see. That's the way Tosfos explains it. The Rebbe Eliezer is saying, look, if you're soon going to be asking, maybe before you ask, you just go up there and ask. You want to start being maratza akarish baruch. Your makir teva for what he does, and that's called tali biyodai. Therefore, now is an appropriate time to say it. After everything else that we do on Sukkot is about rain, so all of a sudden I shouldn't mention it. But I didn't mention it because Simu Klola. So if that's the case, I shouldn't do nisach amayim. I shouldn't wave my lulav. I shouldn't say the hashanah. What kind of silly thing is that? So I'm just doing ritzui. So we're doing ritzui. So how do all of a sudden we ask? And how do you know the tefillah? Very strange question. So there's a Sfas Emes who says that the question of how do we know the tefillah is how do we know it's ma'atim tefillah? If you're going to tell me that we're just listing things, so let's say you don't say matir asuri, you have to go back and say shmon esrei again. But if you don't say, if you say the wrong thing, you don't say mashiv baruch amar degesha, then you have to go back and say shmon esrei again. So that means that we're saying that the definition of tefillah now is to be maskir gvuras gesham. That I want to say. How do you know? Right. Of course, this may have to do with the other issues that we spoke about before. If it's not only a issue of tefillah that relates to the Pesachas brachas, so now how do you know that the getter of the din is what's demanding you of tefillah, you see? If it's just the getter of, again, you're being maskered in tefillah, then you should have mentioned it in Pesachas brachas, or somewhere in Seder Zrayim. You finished Pesachas brachas. You mentioned in Pesachas brachas this din, so now the Tana should place, and now Pesachas Tana need to discuss exactly how it is that we pray for the Geshamim. So don't call it Pesachas Tana. Call it Pesachas Geshamim. But the dinim of the Tana may be in Moed, but certainly not Geshem. So that could be the question. Who's to say that the din itself is Bechayim, Haskora, in tefillah? In which case, it belongs here in the Seder HaMayadim. That could be the question. So Minolan de Bitfila asks the Gemara de Tanya, Li Ahavas Hashem Lokechem Lavdo B'chol Levavchem. To work for God with all your heart. How do you work with a heart? I mean, you work by doing things. No, Ezoi Avodashi Balev Havayom Zutvila. Okay? Now, why do you think that's immediately followed by Venatati Metaratzachem Bito Yoreu Malkosh? The words, the Torah is telling you that the Aveda Belev is directly connected to the Mata. In which case, I now know that there's a unique relationship in my tefillah to bringing forth the rains. Of course, we look back at Maisa Bereishis itself, which we would just masker, Mechin Harim Bekeach, and the whole idea of Arim Cheker, we would see that immediately. Maisa Bereishis is fundamentally built around tefillah in terms of Gishon. That's exactly it. What was the original la'avoid? It didn't even say bilavavo. And nonetheless, the original la'avoid was la'akir betovatan shel geshamim ulikpalel aleihem, as Rashi says. So the whole Gemara is fundamentally consistent with viewing the geshamim as part of Maaseh Bereishis and the tefillah and geshamim as part of the essential way in which geshem comes. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, shalosh maptechot biyado shel hakadosh baruch hu shelo nimsru biyad shliach. You should know that there are three keys that were given, that are held close to the chest, so to speak, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who holds them in his hands, and he doesn't give them over into the hands of agents. Ve'elohim, mafteach shel gishamim. One of them is the key that unlocks the reins. One of them is the mafteach, the girsa that the Gemara had was apparently not exactly where we have it. Nebachas metakein the girsa, the order of the girsa. There's mafteach shel chaya, mafteach shel gishamim, u'mafteach shel tchiyat hametim, and then goes through in that order. So which ones are they? A woman who has to give birth, a key to the Otzar Geshamim and the Mafteach of Atiyas HaNes. How do we know it? Mafteach shel Chayami Nayindikti Vayizkor Elohim et Rachel Vayishma Elea Elohim Vayiftach et Rachma. So God himself had to open the womb of the woman that's coming to give birth, in this case Rachel. Then we have the Mafteach shel Geshamim Minayim Tifti Yiftach Hashem Lecha Otzarato. So it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own key that unlocks that Otzar. So that would be the order. Et HaShamayim Letet Matar Tzacha Beito. And Mafteach shel Geshamim Minayim, that we know from the Et Shatiyat HaBeiti Minayim Tifti Yedatim Ki Ani Hashem. You shall know that I am the Lord when I come and unlock your tombs. So Tosfos and Rashi are both bothered, Rashi a little bit between the lines, Tosfos and the open, by the fact that we certainly do see that these things were given over into the hands of Shlichim, Eliyahu, and then Elisha, and I mean, there were various times where we find that Eliyahu was in charge of the Geshamim, where the Akav was fighting. He was the one who was destroying Klal Yisrael, etc. And so on. So therefore, Tosfos says that the point over here, what Rashi just says, Bepash, that it's talking about over here, the Maftechot were not given over all three. It doesn't mean what it seems to be saying. So in other words, that the idea of here not giving it over is that one Shliach never held all the keys. There wasn't one key man. That's certainly not the pashtas of the mashmos of the sugi at all, right? It's really a little bit weird. Tosis brings even other cases where we have many other places where it says machos. Why do we say there were only three keys? There are places, a lot of places where it talks about the mafeach of HaKadosh Baruch. So that he says, okay, we're looking only at mafechot that are good mafechot. A lot of mafechot, weapons and so on, which are used against Rishayim. But Tosis learns over here that it means that there is no one permanently in charge of these matters. Not that it's all at one time. It doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't hand one of the kids the car to drive around the block. I mean, okay, you know. You want to control the Geshamim for a month, fine, here's the keys. But in terms of having a permanent Malach, Shliach, that's in charge, such things, that there's not. That it remains very chaotic. There's no simple teva about it. There are those who say that.
And when I went to the hospital for the first baby, I asked, you guys have a doctor, well, what happens next? They said, we don't know. He said, every single one is different. I have no idea what will happen.
Interesting. You want to confidence with him?
Yes.
Okay. That's interesting. They add to that list the key to a parnasa, because it says poteach et yadecho masgelecho chai ratzon, which is the parnasa that you need. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't list that. Why not? Rabbi Yochanan, in my time, why does he only have three, not four? Because he says, Amar lecha geshamim haino parnasa. What do you think, basically, the economy boils down to? The earth is functioning, and there's food, and people are able to raise food. Itself, food and so on. It all looks like an industrial economy, but if there ain't what to eat, there's not going to be any broth in your bones at all. It's a function of really what it is that you have that is absolutely essential. And Geshamim includes all of those in you. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Miyom Tov HaRishon Shocha. Okay, so now we have a machlokas. When do we begin talking about the Geshamim in the broth of Gevurahs? So where does Rabbi Eliezer come off saying from the first day of Sukkot? Siboyelo. Rabbi Eliezer Meyecha Gomerla. You could say that he learns it out from the lulav, because the lulav, after all, is all about water, as we'll see. You could say he learns it out from the Nizach HaMayim. The Nizach HaMayim is obviously about water. Do we say me lulav Gomerla ma lulav bayom afas kara bayom? And there would be a big difference between them. Because if he's learning it out from lulav, we start taking the lulav in the day, first day. So then the haskarat gishamim that he's talking about is not at Ma'ariv. It would only be the first day. And we would say it's not appropriate yet. Or does he learn it out from the nisach hamayim gomarla? In which case I could say man nisach hamayim yurta. Just like nisach hamayim actually begins at night.
Does it?
Well, says Rashi, if we don't have the next piece in the Gemara, in other words, your Sosa didn't have the next piece. Yes, it does. It does, because the beginning of the water, we go and get the water and bring it in, and we make the whole to-do the night before, so that should be ready for the Nisach during the day. And therefore, we're involved. I mean, that's the whole deal with the Nisach, Pesach, Shoev, and so on. So we make a big deal. We're already being Isaac the water at night, in which case it would be no Geamir of Alayla also. Afas Karami Urta. The Lashon however, in our Gemara is different. Our Gemara says, "Diyom amal min chatam v'niskehem." That comes to tell me afilu balayla, from where we learn that when you bring a korban and you don't have the nesach at that time, but for some reason it was delayed, you can bring it afterwards, you can bring it the night afterwards, so that would be fine. But Tosis points out, now, wait a minute, that would be the night afterwards, not the night before, right? I mean, you can't bring a nitzav before you bring the korban. So why would that mean that you should be able to do it the night before? That would be very fine, doing it the night before. So Tosis says that Enochinami, there's no reason to say other. If you're bringing it as part of a carbon, then Enochinami follows the carbon. Obviously, you can't bring it in advance of the carbon. But if you're just analyzing Nisach, that stands on its own, Nisach HaMayim, when is the Zman of Nisach? I mean, Zman of Nisach is any time during the 24-hour period, night or day. So what's the difference? In which case, you'd be able to do it perhaps even the first night. Could be. Even though it's true that we don't do the Nisach unless it's a time of Shal Shachar. But the fact is that that's how we're. But if you did it at night, it's a fine Nisach. Nisach, it says before. Niskehen, and Niskehen, and the additional psukim. You recall we have the.
The drawing of the water?
No, it's the Nisach per se. If we don't have this here, says Enoch Nami, Rashi says it's a drawing. So that would make a big difference, no? I mean, is it in the night before or only in the daytime? Tashma, Yomer, Ve'avu, Lo Lamda, Rabbi Eliezer, Elami Lulav. You know where he got it from? He got it from the Lulav. Not from the Nisach HaMayim. Now, Ikari Amri Rabbi Avu Gemara Yomir La. Some say that this was not something Rabbi Avu could have figured out. I mean, it just simply was given over to him by his Rebbe. That when he was taught Rabbi Eliezer Shita, it was taught to him that that was the basis of Rabbi Eliezer Shita. But some say that actually he learned it from a Braita that he had heard. He could have an Abdita Shmieli, which of course we got to find out now. What's that? Mayi. Titanya Meimatai Maskirin Alekishamin. Rabbi Eliezer Amr Mishat Nitilat Lulav. When does he make it dependent on the Lulav? So in other words, Mishat Nitilat Lulav. Rabbi Yoshua Amr Mishat Anachato. After you finished using the Lulav, which means at the end of the seventh day, which is the eighth day, as we'll see, even though there's some who say that he means the seventh day. We'll see later on when we get more into the Shita of Rabbi Yoshua. Om Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer. Now, this is a continuation of the Braita that expands the dialogue between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua that we had in our mission. Om Rabbi Eliezer. Hol v'arbat minim halalu. Einat bain lo'ela l'ratzot alamayim. Look, the whole point of the Arba meaning that we start right away at the beginning of Sukkot. What do you think they're for? They're in order to be Maratzak, but Hashborach with the time of the din on the Mayim, that we should be Zeichat to Mayim Livra. How are they maratza? Because it's as if you're saying Geshem Sharba Minim Alolo Yevshe Below Mayim. So Kach Kol Olam is Yevshe Olam Below Mayim. So I understand. What are you telling me that it's inappropriate? It doesn't make any sense. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua. But you're certainly not going to mention a Kolola, are you? Alo Geshamim Bechag to actually have rain now. You know, Alo Simin Kolola. So what do you want to be maratza on something that's a Kolola? Amalo Rabbi Eliezer Afanilo Amarti Lishol. I never say. But what's the difference? You're saying it with your mouth. Or going through the actions of the lulav. I didn't say ask for rain. I said lahaskir. Let me ask you something. Do you say mechayim etim? You say mechayim etim. Do you mean today? It hasn't happened yet. I mean, maybe it's in 100 years. Well, what do you say? Nonetheless, you say it today. If I'm saying today rain, it's got to be today. It's the same way as tzias ha'meisim. Maybe I'm talking about 100 years. Why is that viewed as talking about a klola? I don't get it. So if it ain't a hell of bismana, tzias ha'meisim doesn't mean necessarily today. So too, kach, maskirin v'rot shamim, kol ha'shana, you could say v'rot ha'kashamim, they're fine, ain't a hell of bismana. And I agree, by the way, l'ficha, in bala haskir kol ha'shana kula maskir. I'm not saying you could say, ma'ashiv ha'ruach u'morid ha'geshem all year round. And that's my response to what you said in the Mishnah. You said v'olam yeh maskir. Fine, let him, I don't care. Why are you maskir now? That is, Tosis explains. The same idea, aren't you coming to be maratza now? So during the year, if you want to say it, there's nothing wrong with saying it. But now, in order to make it a special time of ritzui, in the same way that you're being maratza, kodesh baruch with the lulav and the varba meaning, so you should be maratza with your words of being maskir, you're asking show me. Now.
Now you have to.
Now you have to. All year long, if you want to, you could. There's nothing wrong with it. Rebbe Aymer, Rebbe says, oh, no. There's definitely something wrong with it. Omer ani mishash mafsik l'sheila, kach mafsik l'askara. If you're not mentioning, give us rain, you don't talk about the Gvuras Kishamim either. Rabbi Yehuda ben Mitira Omer, b'sheini b'chag u'maskir. The whole new shita now. You're mazkir from the second day. That's really strange. The Gemara, of course, is going to come to explain where we get that from. Rabbi Akiva Omer b'shishi b'chag. The sixth day, for some reason. It's not the end of the chag. What's that? Where that come from? And Rabbi Yehuda mishum Rabbi Yeshua, amen? Ha'ovel lifnei ha'teva b'yom tov ha'achron shel chag. Ha'achron mazkir, ha'rishon eino mazkir. Yom tov rishon shel pesach, ha'rishon mazkir, ha'achron eino mazkir. Fine. That's the bright. Now let's talk about it. You know, it's a very good point that Rabbi Eliezer said to Rabbi Yeshua. I mean, why do we say Mechayim Etim? I mean, it hasn't happened. We're not expecting it today. I mean, what's the... it's a sharper cover than Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. What indeed is the difference between talking about the Gishamim today and talking about Tchias HaMeisim today? Says Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, what, I don't understand what the comparison is. Bishleim et Tchias HaMeisim maskir, tekula yom hazin nehu. You have any objection to Tchias HaMeisim today? Well, you don't want to see the old Bobbit. Well, what's the problem? So Tchias HaMeisim is fine any day. We're perfectly happy to have it today. But what are you going to tell me? Gishamim. You know, I'm mentioning it, but don't bring it, God. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Gishamim, what is it? Kolemis da'asyan. Zimnaili. You're going to say, well, whenever the rain falls, it's good. It's not good. Because it's not a Tiferes Mishnah, Yatsan Nisan V'Yardu Gishamim Simet Klolahim. That if, in fact, the rain only begins after Nisan, then that is a Simet Klola. And by the way, it's a Pasuk. Shema Alok Tzir Chitim Ayon. Shmuel HaNavi wants to show how angry God is at the fact that there was a Bakashas HaMalchus. So he says, take a look. Isn't it the Tzir Chitim? And now take a look how angry God is. Kiratchem Rabah Sharasitim Enei Hashem Nisholach HaMelech, and now Vayitein Kolotu Matar. So you see that Matar is viewed as a sign of Kas. So you're going to talk about to be Marat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mention the thing that is an indication of his anger, and in the context of din. Does that make sense? So of course there's no comparison. I don't understand what you're asking me. The Gishama Kolam is the Hasin, is not true. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beter Omer B'sheni B'chagu Maskir. Now that just seems to be taken out of a hat. Where do you get on the second day of Yantit? My time in the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beter, the time in the Rabbi Yehuda ben Beter. How do we know in the Torah that there's Nisach HaMayim? It's a remez. Every single day it says Kimishpat, and every single day it says Unsacha, V'niska. On the second day, instead of saying V'niska, it says V'niskehem. On the sixth day, instead of saying V'niska, it says Unisachah. On the seventh day, instead of saying Kimishpat, it says Kimishpatam. Okay? What are those extra letters? Mem, Yud, Mem. Last I heard, that spells water. Arekan Mayim. Mikan Remez, Onisach HaMayim, Minatera. And why mention on the, why say it after, to do it on the second day? Ma'ishna B'sheni, Dunaktechi Remizel Abekra, B'sheni, with the Remizel. The Torah begins being Meramis to you to bring water on the second day of Yantim. That's the day that you should talk about the water as well, and therefore I'm going to be masked from the second day, because the Torah was masked from the second day. Here comes B'sheni Matkarina. Rabbi Akiva Omer B'shishi B'chagu Maskir. Because if you take a look, says Rabbi Akiva, the only time it mentions that there's more than one type of nisuch is on the sixth day. The change over there was unisacheha. Nisacheha is lashon rabim. Lashon rabim on one day, as opposed to niskehem, which is a reference to the whole thing. Nisacheha, oh, that's already two nisuchim. Echad isach hamayim, echad isach hayayin. And therefore, this is the special day that I'm going to talk about the Mayim, because that's when the Torah makes a point of it. But who does it say Mayim? Excuse me? Does Nisachel? Maybe it means to add wine, to double the Nisach of wine. Ve'ema tarvayo dechamra. No, I agree, says Rabbi Akiva with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. I agree that there's a remez on the second day, and the sixth day, and the seventh day, that there's a remez from Mayim. Understand? So if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, just say like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. So you start like Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, then you agree that on the second day, we already started dealing with the Mayim. So Neima Kavase, why didn't you start saying Gevuras Gishamim on the second day? Kasava Rabbi Akiva, Kiktiv Nisuch Yeter B'Shishi Udichtiv. But the only time it says to make the actual Nesach is on the sixth day. There's a remez to what that Nesach will be starting from the second day. But that I tell you, I want you to be dealing with that Nesach as the sixth day. In which case, the Iker Remez is on the sixth day. By the way, the Masha points out, the change in the second and the sixth day is in the word Nesach, the Niska. But the change on the seventh day is in the word Mishpat, because it's a Shana Rabbah. And that's the closing of the Mishpat that was on Rosh Hashanah. So it's the Mishpat, then that's the Mishpat on the Maimon. It's a very beautiful view. Okay, lovely beginning to a lovely Masechet. Miyematai maskirin v'rod shanim Rebbe Eliezer Rebbe Yom Tov Rishi Shachag Rebbe Yishua Rebbe Yom Tov Achor Shachag Omalo Rebbe Yishua Ho Vengi Shamei Melasibin Kol Abachag Lama Hu Maskir Omalo Rebbe Eliezer Afani Bo Amarti Lishol, I just said last year Mashiva Ruach Omar Dageshem, but of course in the right time. Omalo Im Ken Leolam Yei Maskir, why only now? Ein Shalim Atak Yishami Melasamuch Legishami Rebbe Yidah Ber Over Lefdi Ateva Biyov Tov Achor Shachag Acharon Maskir Rishon Eino Maskir Yom Tov Rishi Shachag Pesach Rishon Maskir, Acharon Eino Maskir. Tana Heche Koidik, Tani Mi'eimata. Tana Atam Koidik, Tani. Maskirim Gvorot Kishamim B'tchiyat Amitim V'shalim M'pirchat Hashanim Avda Lava Chonein Adat. Comes along a Tana Katani Mi'eimata Maskirim Gvorot Kishamim. No, so then we'll leave that out. Masha the Shafke Adocha. El Tana Mi Rosh Hashanah Solik. That's the point. The Tzvanu B'chag Nidonim Alamayim. The Haide, the Tana B'chag Nidonim Alamayim. Tana Mi'eimata Maskirim Gvorot Kishamim. Lead them Mi'eimata Maskirim Eta Gishamim, or Hala Gishamim, Hagvurot Gishamim. Om Rabbi Yochanan, Mepne She Yordim Begvura, Shnemar Ose Gedolot Vein Cheker Diflot Adin Mismar. Vechtiv right afterwards, Adotin Matar Al Pnei Aretz V'Shalech Baim Al Pnei Chutzot. So, Om Rabbi Bashilo, so is Atya Cheker Cheker, Mibriyato Shel Olam, Tivacho Ose Gedolot Adin Cheker, Tivacho, Otam, Alo Yadatim Lo Shamata, Elokei Olam, Hashem Borei Kutzot Aretz Lo Yiyaf Lo Yigah, Ein Cheker Letvunato. Look at what is done with that Ein Cheker. Mechina Rim Bekolcho Nezar Begvura. Okay, so we no longer betfila. Netanya Le'avod Hashem Lakech Melavdo Bechol Levavuchem. Ezo Hi Avodah Shibaleiv. Ave Omer Zo Tvilao Tivatrei. V'natati Metar Tzachem Bito Yireo Malkosh. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Shlosha Maftechot Biyado Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shelo Nimsor Biyad Shliach Le'elohim. Mafteach shel gishamim, mafteach shel chaya, or mafteach shel chaya, mafteach shel gishamim, and mafteach shel tchiyat amitim. But yes, it's complicated to go back. Might as well stick with our gears over here. So, mafteach shel chaya, mafteach shel chaya, mafteach shel gishamim, tichtiv yitach Hashem lechato tzarato, ved Hashemayim lechim betar atzicha bito. Mafteach shel chaya, minayin tichtiv yizkar Elohim et rachel, vayishma elea Elohim, vayiftach et rachma. Mafteach shel tchiyat amitim, minayin tichtiv yidat, evgeni Hashem, bepitchi et kivrotechem. Bimarava Amre, half Maftiach Shaparnasa, the team, Potiak at Yadeha, the Yokon of my time, Loka Koshalam, Loka Gishamim, Haino Parnasa, Rebel Yezer Amre, Yom Tavarisha Shakhak, Iboil, Rebel Yezer, Mirka Gomer, Milul of Gomela, Nizakamayam Gomela, Milul of Gomela, which case Malul of Bayom, Abaskarabayom, or do we Nizakamayam Gomela, in which case Man is Ramayam Yurta, the Amarman Kataviz came at Ilbalaila, Abaskaram Yurta, Tashvadiam Rabbi Abu, Lonam Dar, Rebel Yezer, Elamilula, Ikram Rabbi Abu. Who got that from his Rebbe, and he could armor, he saw it in a bright Mayi, the tiny name of time is Kiran, like Shaman Rebelezer, and Mishat Tilatullah, Rebbe Yishon, and Mishat Anakato, Om Rebelezer, Oil, the Arbata, Minim Alalo, in a boy, Melo, Ratzot, Alamai, as if to say, Kishim Sharba, Minim Alalo, Yev Sharba, Melamai, Kathi, Yev Shalom, Lambalamai, Om Malo, Rebbe Yeshua, no, but Kishon, and Bechag, the Simon Kuala, Om Malo, Rebelezer, so what? Afanilo, Amati, Lishol, Elo, Askir, Shem, Tiata, Mestin, Maskir, Kalashanakula, when is it? Bismana? If you want to, in Alam's mana, the vehicle in Bolaskir, Kalashanakula, Maskir, and now it's appropriate with Dafka to be Maskir. Rebbe Omer, Omer Ani, Mishash, Mafsik, Mishallah, Tak Mafsik, Laskara. Rebbe Yudam, and Beter Omer, Besheni, Bechagumas. Rebbe Akiva, Omer, Besheji, Bechagumas. Rebbe Yudam, Mishum, Rebbe Yishu, Omer, Over Lefne Ateva, Beyond Tavakos, Shachag, Afra Maskir, Arishan, Eno Maskir, Beyond Tavishu, Shapesach, Rishan Maskir, Achron, Eno Maskir. So now to explain, Shapir Gamel, Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Yeshua. Honor of Rebbe Yeshua, and what, that's called Shapir. Tiyas HaMeisim Mask, of course, Kuliyum Ezmanayim. Gishamim, what are you going to tell me, that Kalema Da'atians in my week? That's not true. Vatzan Yatzan Nisan V'yardu Gishamim. Siman Kualayim, Shemalok Tzirchitim Hayom. Rebbe Yudam Ebedir HaOmer, B'sheni B'chagum Maskir. Where does he get that from? Tani, Rebbe Yudam Ebedir HaOmer, Nemar Shbisheni Ibn Iskeem. V'nemar Bashishim Nesachea. V'nemar Bashvika Mishpatam. Are in mem yud mem? Ekan mayim. Mikan remez la nizach amayim min atera. Mashla b'sheni, denaka b'chir remizim, b'kra b'sheni u d'remizim. Yokak b'sheni mat karinan. Rabbi Akiva omer b'shishi b'chagu maskir, sh'nemar b'shishi unsacheha, b'shnei nisuchin, ha-katuv v'naver, echad nisucha mayim, echad nisucha yayin. How do you know that they're not both of yayin? No, I agree with Rabbi Yudam and B'teira, I'm Rabbi Nizi Maya. If that's the case, Rabbi Yudam and B'teira, why not go all the way and say on the second day, name a kavatei, on the sixth day, who did the